And we say happy and a little surprising, I might add, Thursday morning to everybody out there. As I got up this morning, probably Woody, I'm guessing you did too, and didn't know what to expect. So last thing I saw before I went to bed, there could be winds of 40 miles an hour this morning. And I got to tell you, it did not feel close to 40 miles an hour. That little breeze I had at my house this morning and no rain. And nothing going down the freeway from Broward to Dade County. So here we are. Got a show. Everybody else must got the memo because all the FM stations are working this morning. And we got a lot of stuff going on here, Woody. My God, man, you mentioned the Panthers and the four goals in the first period to kind of kick the season off. As you said, they're back in action tonight against the Senators. The Florida Panthers sold out their season tickets for the first time in franchise history. It's amazing what a championship with star players, and now everybody knows the names, especially of what, seven or eight guys on this team. For the first time ever, you're going to see these guys and you're going to recognize their names because of what they've done the last 2 years. Reinhart got a new contract, though, yeah. And by the way, so did Verhaeghe. I saw Verhaeghe's comments, and I just said to myself, man, guy goes, man, this is where I wanted to be. Because he's up for a contract, probably could have got a lot more money. Guy is a friggin' playoff machine of winning goals. And he goes, no, I get where I fit in. It took the eight-year deal, late 20s right now, good for him, $56 million. And they're fun to watch. The other news coming out, Spo named the league's best head coach. I love this when this comes out every year, even if it's not good news, but it is. NBA general managers are asked all these questions about different things and named Spo the league's best head coach. Schemes, manager, motivator, all the things that, you know, make up a head coach, they really break it down. But not one of the top seven teams in the East. God, man, I was like, not one of the seven best teams in the East. And then I realize it, I understand. They've been had to do the play-in thing the last 2 years. They've done this to themselves. And then on top of that, the Jimmy Butler starting five Netflix came out yesterday. And his father passed last year, found out a lot of stuff. And, you know, and I love this. I love this one. So Jimmy Butler, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with it. You know, the pressure and fans got to understand what I went through. All of a sudden, I lose my dad. Which, hey, man, I just lost my mother. I get it. I do. And Jimmy going, you know, all of a sudden what you're doing is not so important. And I go, yeah, man, I think that feeling is pretty normal. But then I love this part where all the comments, yeah, you guys need to really stand back and realize it's just a friggin' game, man. And you're making a big deal about Jimmy missing. You guys should all be apologizing. I'm like, hey, man. Pat Riley ain't apologizing when he said he got to play more than 60 friggin' games, and he knew. So I'm not trying to be a hard ass this morning, and I get it, man. For everybody that's lost somebody they love, and all of a sudden from a husband to a wife to children to your parents, you know, to that core of people, your grandparents that you're really close to. I had two grandmothers that kind of raised me right there. Both lived close to me, was with them all the time, mowed their yard, everything. I get it, man. I do, but I just love social media at its best. It really is. Whatever signing. All you people that got on me last year. I get it, Jimmy. I get it. But I just want to let you know while you're saying all that, your president of the team got on your ass pretty good too after he knew everything that happened. And again, you know, nobody, I'm sure it's hard. Jimmy's close to his father. You lose him. That's a hard one. Father, son, bonding at its best, man. I get it. So,
don't you feel like with Jimmy this season, there's like two extremes, right? We were talking about this yesterday. There's either going to be the motivated Jimmy who comes in and he heard what Pat Riley said and he saw the Celtics celebrating, yes, and all that. Or you could be 2 weeks into the season, he could ask for a trade out of here.
So
I don't know which way it's going to go.
So it's funny.
Like there's kind of two extremes on this one,
right? It is. By the way, and we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers speaking of that. But I got to tell you, you're right. You're right. And I think that Jimmy's going to be really motivated to do his thing. He is going to be really, really motivated to come in and get this team in a place that it hasn't been in the last couple of years. I may be wrong, but it just seems like it to me. You put your, you know, he likes to be out there. You can't be doing all these Netflix shows unless you're really friggin' good. I think he wants to be really, really good. I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. He knows there's more big dollars to come. I think that's also motivation for him. I always think guys that make a lot of money want to make a lot more. Not everybody, but to me it looks like Jimmy wants to continue to play. He said he's in the prime of his career, so we'll see what happens there. All right, so the other story coming out, and by the way, this got me looking. I know the Dolphins haven't played the Jets yet, and I know the Dolphins have not looked good. My God, they have not. One of the most disappointing teams, the way they played the first five games of anybody. And they lost one of the first teams to lose their starting quarterback, who, you know, for the four games and the bye week. So, but I look at this thing with the Jets. I haven't changed anything. I watched Aaron Rodgers yesterday on the McAfee show, and, you know, he comes out, and how dare anybody say he had something to do with Robert Saleh. There's not one person out there that believes that Aaron Rodgers didn't have something to do with that. In a roundabout way, I love it. He doesn't get his perception. He really doesn't get what people think of him. It's amazing. And I really think he wants to be a combination of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and he just not him. Just not him. But he got it. Well, Woody did call me, but we didn't talk about Robert Saleh at all. You know, he was checking on my injury. I'm like, okay, great. Yeah, all right. And this whole thing, I mean, look, our situation with the way we played is not acceptable. It's not. But you throw in the drama of New York between Robert Saleh getting fired with a 2-3 record, Aaron Rodgers, who's got a reputation of being petty about all this stuff, Nathaniel Hackett, who Robert Saleh was getting ready apparently to fire or demote from not being the offensive coordinator and doesn't get a chance. There's all kinds of stories. There's all kinds of speculation. He did get a chance to do it, or he's going to do it when he got there, only to find out they let him go. I mean, this thing it's like, my God. And they're 2-3 playing for first place this Monday night against the Bills. You can't make it up. You got it here for me, Woody?
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it, and that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have.
Really? It's amazing.
Which I don't. But I love Robert, and it was, you know, one of those days yesterday. I did talk to Woody. Woody called me on Monday night. We had a short conversation. I appreciated the call. It was a genuine call, and he just asked me how I was doing.
That's it.
You know,
nothing else.
I rolled up on the game. My ankle got pretty banged up, so he just called and was asking how I was doing. You know, we talked about the game and how, you know, disappointed I was in my performance, and that I'm going to play better, and we're going to get this thing turned around, and then we hung up.
So what's the chances he only called about the ankle and fires the head coach the next day without giving Aaron Rodgers a heads up? There's no way. I mean, there's 99.9% chance that didn't happen. Aaron Rodgers doesn't realize he got all this power. Nobody wanted Nathaniel Hackett to be the offensive coordinator. That thing in Denver was a disaster. I've known Nathaniel Hackett since he's a baby because Paul Hackett was my coach. He's got a terrible reputation as a coach. They wanted to get rid of him. And on top of that, look at his receivers. Look at what he has. Look at what they've added for him. I give him credit, man. Aaron Rodgers just doesn't get it. I know he's the smartest guy. He's the smartest guy in the NFL. But he doesn't get it at all. And so... I'll tell you what, you look at, we got those guys too, and they still got a good team. I mean, it looks good. The roster looks good. The offense has struggled with him playing. He had three picks, including a pick six in the last game. And he did say he's got to play better, but said there's got to be some changes on, you know, whatever they do, he's for it. I just think anything that comes out of his mouth, and by the way, God bless ESPN yesterday, because every show except McAfee ripped him yesterday. He got blasted by all the NFL guys, too.
Why do the interview, though? Isn't that one where you just decline, right, or push it to another day when this
thing
cools
down? He did push it one day.
Yeah, but, like, why do it the day after the guy gets fired? I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me, man.
Well, now all of a sudden Robert Saleh is his best friend. He's close to one of the kids, and I was like, oh, boy, this is...
Because you know you're going to get up there and lie.
Would he?
I don't understand why these guys do this. Aaron Rodgers is such an idiot, and I don't think he's worth the headache that he's caused or continues to cause, man. He's just not playing at a high level.
You know,
that's the bottom line, Joe.
I agree.
Like, if he was playing at an MVP-type level, it's like, all right, you'll put up with this crap. It's fine. But the Jets, like, mortgaged a lot to get this guy, and he has not been worth it at all.
But he got on there and just made it sound like it was the greatest relationship, and he couldn't believe it. You can't.
Well, you pushed the guy on the sideline, which didn't look great. I mean,
he's just listen, man.
What are you doing, man?
Anyway, the moves that have been made, and now all the speculation that Nathaniel Hackett was either going to. Some have said they did say we're going to demote you. You can stay if you want, but you're going to get demoted. And Robert Saleh got let go, so.
He
didn't happen.
That, Joe. He resents these.
He had nothing to do with any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And Woody's just as guilty because he's got to go so overboard kissing Aaron Rodgers' ass because that's it, man. They're talking about getting to a Super Bowl basically or a bust or an AFC championship game or a bust. Meanwhile, with all this being said this morning, you look at the Dolphins' schedule that they have now that we've had a few games to look at everybody. And again, this Dolphin team has nothing in common with the start of last year. Nothing at all. Starting with the quarterback situation, but a lot more than that. That's not the only problem here. You look at that schedule, if you had a really good team right now, or if you played like you did last year, and who you're playing and who you're not playing, this schedule, Arizona, Colts, Jets, Patriots again, Raiders. The Raiders are almost as dysfunctional right now as anybody else. You start to look at the demotions of guys. Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell's going to start. Drake May, my God. Jacoby almost beat us last week. Can you imagine Drake May now has to go in and play with that offensive line? We got to play the Browns, who we thought was going to be a really good team. They're calling Deshaun Watson one of the worst trades ever made. $230 million guaranteed, 3 ones you give up.
He doesn't hear it, though, Joe.
He doesn't hear anything.
Yeah.
God bless him.
He does not on social media, so he doesn't know.
So you just go on and on with his schedule, and you're like, you know, hell, even the 49ers don't look like the 49ers right now. Everything can change, and you get guys back and everything else, but you really – somehow.
So you're getting sucked back in that this
I'm not getting sucked
chance.
Back
That's
in.
That's what it sounds like.
I got a chance, yes.
some sort of chance here.
I'm just saying there's a lot of teams out there all saying the same stuff. How about that? They're all
That's
looking
fair.
Going, you know?
I mean, I don't think we're in any worse position than the Jets today.
No, but they got a damn good defense. They do have a damn good defense.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how we're going to score points against them. That's
true. Well, I'm wondering how we're going to score points against anyone.
Well, that's true, too.
I mean,
that's fair. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. A lot of news to get you caught up with. A lot of stuff going on. We got a halfway through this Canes season is what I'm trying to say. With the bye week coming up, we're going to talk about some of their players as well. And I got to tell you, the NFL and college football, if you don't have plans this weekend – and you're looking to get your mind off craziness, and if you got friends and family up in the Tampa Bay, Orlando area, well, I'll tell you what, if you're just kicking back and you don't make any big plans this weekend, this looks really, really good. We'll get you caught up on all that as well. So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Swing on, a high fly to left. Back goes Melendez on the track. He's at the wall, and she's gone. A stand. Tonian home run. He drove a high fly deep left into the Yankee bullpen. to give the Yankees a 3-2 lead.
One of our oldies but goodies, man. Giancarlo Stanton, healthy, for once, to play.
He stole a base yesterday.
He stole a base, too, and he didn't get hurt.
Giving him a hard time about
it. Yeah, he stole a base and didn't get hurt.
So your guy calling the game, how about that, by the way?
Yeah.
Your boy Bob.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You a fan of his?
Yeah.
On the games, I mean, I know you're not personally.
It's fine. He's good at it.
I just want you to know he was getting crushed last night.
For what?
Social media, just for being dry and boring.
I
thought he was fine.
At one point in his career, he was NBC, and you guys love the story. I know you love that story. Everybody loves that story that worked with me at NBC. I thought I was getting fired. I thought Bob Costas, I thought part of my story was going to be Bob Costas had the power to get me fired at NBC as an anchor down here in Miami. And an 0-0, so we're all part of the same family, owned and operated by NBC National, and Bob's mother is down here, Bob Costas, lived in Bonaventure, and his best friend's a doctor in Boca. And so the guy, they were keeping him updated on all the stuff we were saying about him, and he didn't like it. And he told me to my face before he did a charity event one night that he didn't like it. And so we saw each other, and I listened to what he had to say about me before this charity event. I was supposed to sit at his table for dinner and be at the event. We were pumping it up, and it was a big fundraiser NBC was doing down here. I believe for Bonaconi, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember what the charity was. Could have been something else. Anyway, I listened to what he said, how bad I was on the radio, and can't believe anybody listened to what I had to say, especially about him, because he has a huge ego, which we all do. And I blasted him. I blasted him. And I had facts behind my stuff, how nobody liked him down here, got tired of you always talking about the wild card, and it's not really a championship because you didn't like the wild card and you're old school. And you didn't like when they added the wild card and people were down here getting tired of it. And then the Rodman stuff you were doing and giving your opinion, just do play-by-play. Nobody asked your opinion about what you think about everything, even though I know you thought. And I just let them have it. And the people at NBC said, hey, man, you need to leave. I said, I'll leave. But I'm not letting this weasel talk to me like that. And kind of just looked. I give him credit, though. He didn't back down, man. He was like, but I got the last word, and they sent me back to meet the general manager. And, of course, Bob Costas made a call to the president of NBC, who called my general manager and said, we got a problem here. Bob's feelings got really hurt by Joe Rose, what he said to him. And he goes, what do you think? And so... By then, I'd been back, and my GM, who was a big fan of mine, so thank God, and he said, what happened? I told him, and he said, okay, sounds like just two big egos to me going back and forth. I go, yeah, exactly. And he goes, you're fine. So that was it. That was my Bob Costas story. Thought, though, I'm driving back, I go, well, I might just be doing radio here full time again. That might be it. There might not be any NBC left because I knew the weasel was going to make the calls to the office and ask for me to be fired. So he had that kind of juice back then. But listen, he's still very, very good at what he does. Bob Costas is still damn good at what he did. But people do. My camera guy thought it's still one of the funniest stories that were there. They enjoy the hell out of the story. San Fran at Seattle tonight. My God, I look at this schedule, man. I look at the Dolphins schedule. And we can just somehow get it together. And some areas we're never going to be as good as we were last year. I just, the pass rush is that we have right now will never be as good as it was last year with Chubb and Phillips and Van Ginkle and Sealer and Christian Wilkins, who's, by the way, on IR right now. It's just not going to be as good. We don't have the players, or they're injured, or they're not back from being their injury yet, going to be as good as that group that we had a year ago. So just start with that. And then trying to get this thing going. But you look at this schedule, and you're not exactly playing the big boys that are really kind of taken off here early. All the great story in Minnesota, you don't play them. Help me out here, Woody, of all the stories. The other team, Kansas City, who beat us twice last year, we don't play them. You don't play Baltimore, who beat us by a zillion points last year, who looked good. Washington, who we laughed at when we were smoking them up and down the field, we don't play them. So all these teams, we still have Buffalo, and we'll see how good Buffalo is going to be by the time. You know what's crazy as this thing is with this Jets story? The Jets are playing for first place this week. The Jets are playing the Bills at home for a chance to be 3-3 and in first place.
I want to play back our show from like 2 weeks ago when we said the Bills were one of the best teams in football. Yeah. I think it was 2 weeks ago, right?
So if they lose this one, it's going to be it's crazy. Anyway, I got my man Kim Bocamper in here this morning. I knew the weather would not. I knew the big fella was going to get up this morning and go, whoever started this stuff, and by the way, that weak-ass program director of ours, and I do mean weak, told everybody to take today off. Never check in last night. It was the wind was barely blowing. There's no rain unless it's changed. And he's telling everybody to take the day off. Is that true, Woody, or am I making it up?
You're making it up to some extent. I just think he's overly cautious. I guess I would.
Why don't you get out of the house to look to see what's going on occasionally?
He's cautious.
Sorry, now I got the big guy in here, Kim Bocamper, with us now. Can, you got to turn the bow on, man. It's never too early to get into all this stuff we're getting into.
There was no traffic. On the, you know what? usually I get up. Here's my thing. You know, I get about 5:30.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of maybe I'll breeze it into the paper a little bit. And I said, oh, no, because maybe it's bad out there,
yeah.
You know. And then I stop by Double D.
Yeah, you got, you know, Double D. A
little Double D right,
yeah,
around the corner.
Yeah.
And then I pull in, and then I get in the highway, and then I'm, you know, I'm MFing everybody because they, you know, it's traffic and no traffic. I mean, and Joe, I'm telling you, not even a breeze. I didn't see a tree.
I thought my car was gonna, like, my, yeah, Tahoe was, no, gonna float on, no, the road a little bit.
No,
nothing.
No.
Yeah. So anyway,
that's all right.
I think,
you know,
it's
better
be
that.
Nice.
Hey, look, better that than.
No,
than
I totally agree.
But I'm gonna tell you what, there is no reason for someone to stay home from work today. If you're down, if you're below West Palm Beach, ain't no reason for it. So this is just a vacation day.
Right.
Right.
And the kids, how about all the people are going, look at this weather, our freaking kids should be at,
yeah,
school.
Yeah. And so they're gonna have to stay home with their kids who are gonna be all amped up.
Oh yeah.
And instead of saying, Look, send the kids to school and let us stay home by,
yeah,
ourselves.
Exactly.
And get in relaxed.
No break. No break today for sure. I got that from my son.
I'll tell you
yesterday.
What, though, it's gotta be up where it hit. It's
did you see Tampa Bay's baseball
stadium? I just saw the stadium,
the top
the roof.
Of it. Yeah, yeah, just got ripped,
yeah,
off. So,
yeah,
hey, man, for those guys, it,
yeah,
really, really, really sucks. So I got to ask you, man. I was just talking about our schedule. and we got our own problems.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it sound like we're the perfect team. We're not. But you look at all these teams, Bo. I was just talking, you're on your way up.
Well, you got the Colts. They just lost their best receiver.
Yeah, he's out now.
And Anthony Richardson is
I hope he plays.
Yeah, you'd like to have him play as much as possible.
But you look at Arizona struggling.
Yeah.
49ers don't look like the 49ers
right now. So let me ask you this. I've been looking at this and going, man, this is a weird year. All the teams that were supposed to be doing well are struggling.
Except Kansas City. Exactly.
And now except for Kansas. And you got Washington is like the talk of the town now.
Baltimore's, you know, getting rolling again.
They're getting a roll.
But we don't have to.
It's, you know.
I was just saying.
I agree with what you're saying. What looked like a hard part of the season, it looks like it's become a little easier.
A little bit easier, yeah. Nobody's really taken off.
That being said, we got to figure out how to play a little better.
No.
If we're playing the way we're still playing, it ain't going to be easy.
It won't matter. Nothing's going to be easy. I agree. Even, and by the way, if Carolina's not the worst team, the Patriots are the worst team in football right now. I think everybody would.
And we were one heel away from being.
And we were a half a foot away from, or two-thirds of a foot away from.
Did you know that rule?
No.
I didn't know that rule. I saw that guy's foot going.
You know what? Jimmy knew right away.
I go, we're done.
Jimmy Cephalo knew right away.
Yeah.
He knew.
Yeah.
And so I didn't say anything.
Well, you know, Jimmy's smarter than us.
Yeah, no question. He's reading that damn rule book.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You're the first one to ask me. But when he said it, then right away I knew, because they changed it quickly. Yeah. But the official made a mistake of not explaining it to everybody. Yeah. Because they kept putting it on the board, and obviously the guy that kept putting it on the board didn't know either.
So I'm watching it. So, you know, I got to go in. I'm ready. You know, we're doing the post-game show, like, right after the game ends, like 2 or 3 minutes after we're on. And so I kind of get in a little early. So I'm just kind of stuck my head into a TV where there's no sound.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and I saw it, like, oh, damn, they lost this game. And all of a sudden they waved it off.
Pretty quickly.
And I'm going, oh, he must not have had control of the ball. Because I didn't get a good look at the replay, and then someone said, "So here's what I don't understand. So if you're going backwards, you have to get your whole foot in,
right?
But if you're going outside, all you need to do is get a toe inside. Well, I don't understand that. I don't understand the difference.
I didn't understand it either. But
I mean, I understand the rule now, but I don't know why that is the rule.
The fact that Jimmy knew right away, he didn't even. He knew when it got reversed that he goes, I just saw this. And it's the first time I've seen it happen, because I thought he was in by a lot the way they caught it, and they were celebrating. I went, oh, that's
– Yeah.
But I don't think they knew the rule either.
No, I don't
I don't think anybody knew the rule.
Well, I bet you there was no one sitting in those stands that knew that rule, because
but that guy, that guy should have, when he reversed it, should have said why.
Well, no, he should. Yeah, he should have. But you know what? Joe, you've been doing all these games, and I'm down there listening to you guys. How the hell long does it take to make calls these days?
We're adding 20 minutes on the game.
These officials are terrible. Terrible, terrible. I did FIU, FAU with Goldie. We did them on radio.
Yeah.
And they had an official down there. Every call had to be reviewed. It was like... It probably added, you know, a good half hour to
these college football games are way too long.
Oh.
I know everybody loves college football, but 4 hour games don't work.
No,
there's no sporting event that works for 4 hours.
You know the NFL tennis. And college football are trying to do the best they can to ruin the game, to ruin the viewing experience in this game.
I don't remember after a penalty so many NFL officials huddling up to go over the call. And then coming back out, it's like we're getting graded. Everyone's a major test that we're going to lose our job.
So I'm noticing this. When that official comes out, you know, punches a little microphone so he can tell everyone what's going on. There's like three officials lined up right behind him.
Yeah.
Usually you just see that one guy by himself. Now you see three guys. What the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
Get your ass back where you're supposed to be. Let's move on.
Well, we see the call. I mean, we see him right away. Yeah. The guy showing the main guy.
Yeah.
And I got a holding. Yeah. I got a personal foul, all that, movement. Anyway, we got to go to break. Kim Bocamper's with us this morning, and no traffic if you need to get around, and the weather looks a lot better than everybody thought it was going to be. We'll just leave it at that. I do want to tell you about Loctite, though, because they are super busy right now, but they want to let you know they sure would like to take care of you. It is still hurricane season. It may not be over. We saw part of the family up in Tampa Bay get hit. In Orlando, in that area. So, hey, listen, if you've been thinking about it and you're concerned, Loctite and Chev and the gang over there want to let you know, come on, you need impact windows, doors, or even got a leaky roof. They do it all. They got 100% financing, zero down, impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Just some things to help you out, especially if this is about money while you're not fixing. The one thing you can protect during hurricane season is your home, to make it as strong as possible. And if you got a leaky roof or trying to wait another year with all this rain going on, let them come out and take good care of you. Impact Windows and Doors, again, they just got so many great deals. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, no interest payments for a year. Impact Windows, low as $3 per month per window installed. They do it all for roofing material, tile, shingle, metal flat. So don't wait for the next storm. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approval, so you don't have to worry about that. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. Let Loctite take good care of you starting today. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Kim Bocamper's in early with us today, and nice enough to come in here because he found out that weather ended up, if you're just getting up this morning, we do have good news, man. The weather was not a problem. The wind was not, unless it picks up or something, Bo. It's not that bad.
You know what?
Out there.
I usually when I come in, you know, I told you to drive through Double D. And I, you know, I'm not like you. I get the extra large latte. I get a little foo-foo coffee.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So I get that, and usually by the time I get it, right by the time when I turn whatever this street is, it takes you in.
Yeah.
By Miami Shores.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with the coffee. I had to sit in the parking lot and finish my coffee today. I got down here so quickly.
I saw you. I looked up, and we were just talking about our schedule, and not only the schedule, but some other stuff here with going on with Aaron Rodgers and stuff. And there you are. And I go, wow. And I figured no traffic because there was none this morning whatsoever.
What a douche, huh? Aaron Rodgers.
He's just really.
Oh, my gosh.
And he wants to be Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
He wants to be Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. And he also wants to be, a scientist. he wants to be an expert on philosophy.
Oh,
he,
yeah.
You
that's
know,
his
I mean,
thing.
This guy's a. What a. Can you say that? I'm not going to say
You can call him a D bag. That ass clown.
Yeah.
Can we play some of this stuff since I see an opening for some more Aaron Rodgers ripping? I'm not a fan either.
Hey, by the way.
Can we play a little of this clip here? Can we play this clip?
How can you say that he talked to the owner the night before?
Come on, no.
And we never even came up.
We didn't even came. I didn't talk about nothing, you know.
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it.
Meanwhile,
and that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have.
You do.
Which I don't. But
okay.
I love Robert, and it was one of those days yesterday. I did talk to Woody. Woody called me on Monday night. We had a short conversation. I appreciated the call. It was genuine.
It was more than a sentence, brother.
Call, and he just asked me how I was doing.
I used to write run-on sentences.
My ankle got
this guy's doing a run-on paragraph.
So he just called and was asking how I was doing.
Shut your ass up.
We talked about the game and how disappointed I was in my performance and that I'm going to play better and we're going to get this thing turned around. And then we hung up.
That's it. It never came up that my head coach was getting fired the next day. Can you believe
that? I wonder if he conferred with his family. Oh, that's right. He doesn't talk to his family about that. Yeah, okay.
By the way, I still have a theory on this guy that he's still pissed about the minicamp getting thrown under the bus by his coach.
Well,
and he didn't protect him because he couldn't go to a mandatory.
Right.
Mandatory.
Right.
Not optional. Yeah. Mandatory minicamp.
He just happened to have a trip to Egypt planned.
Yeah. And by the way, Egypt, you can't wait on that trip.
That trip just popped up. Yeah. It just popped up at that time, you know. What a knucklehead, man.
And by the way, he somehow justify everything he does, he can justify. I give him credit. Instead of going, you know what, I might have messed up, I probably should have handled that better. Yeah. Those don't come out of like he hasn't talked to his family. And I know Darlington, sometimes those guys stay away when I start doing this. In more than a decade, he hasn't talked to his mom, dad, his brothers.
Yeah.
Like, and all the other family members who he thinks turned on him for the family to take the family side.
I was reading about it. He had one of the brothers or something that, like, was really, stayed with him for a while, and then he tossed him aside too.
One of the brothers got married and he didn't show up.
I think that,
And then one of his best friends went to the wedding, and he was mad that his buddy went, so he's done with him. Yeah. Like, he just drops people.
Yeah.
he says he's got.
I'm not going to say anything, but he may be on that Diddy list. I'm not sure. You think? You think he's been around?
I don't know. He's freakish, isn't he? I don't know. I don't know what his deal is.
I'm just throwing that up in the air.
You told me that list was coming out the other day, we had players around us, and they were talking about it, too. They're like, damn, you don't want to be on that list.
You don't want to be on that list.
You don't want to be guy with guy or girl with guy or whatever. It's just not a good look. That list come out?
I don't know. It's there's
you
like,
said it was coming out, and everybody perked up on the bus the other day.
You know what it's like? It's like social media. You know, you see these little blurry pictures, and with the way we gather information, I still do newspapers and stuff like that, and you do newspapers and the news and stuff like that. When the news is really shaky, anyway, but the younger generation that does it all through social media, man, you don't know what's what, because you can look at something right there and go, oh, that's real, And then, you know, it's some AI or some, you know. You don't
know. The Diddy list, though, is going to be scary for some people. There's some people that are in good relationships that are like wondering, oh, God, man. I did it one time drugged up. I can't believe I was with another dude. I'm going to have to hear about this on the, you know, and all this stuff. Or I was with a different girl and so the whole thing. You know what kind of reminds me of?
How can you? So this guy has lived in the lap of luxury for decades, right?
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Now he's in like a 6x8 foot cell.
Can you imagine that?
I don't know.
He can't get out. They won't.
No, hell no. They're not letting him out. that's got to be. I don't know how you.
Oh, nobody's safe right now. Nobody out there. Yeah. Nobody is. They're talking about people going, oh, God. Ooh. If you know you were at one of those.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's like, oh, no, my name's going to come up. You just hope you haven't done anything that bad that if it does come out, you can go, yeah, I was there. There was friggin' drugs everywhere. I was there, yes.
The drugs, you could probably get past the drug, but if you had lube on you somewhere, brother, oh, man, get me away. No, come on. I just had dry skin. I just had dry skin a little bit.
That lubed up thing. I'll take a whole thing of cocaine over that being lubed up stuff. Oh,
yeah, God. I had a pile of cocaine, but I don't got none of that lube on me.
Oh, Bo, that's funny. Yeah, that's funny. But those guys that were sitting with some of the practice squad guys in the back, they all got interested. Oh, man, can you imagine? And I knew what they were thinking. Yeah. They were thinking, because they know the freaky stuff that's coming out about this guy. Oh, Lord. Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff besides the drama. By the way, a little drama going. We play the Raiders too, and they just benched there. They thought Minshew was going to be the guy, and they got all kinds of stuff. Devontae Adams and their coach.
There's a lot of stuff going.
That's three of our games left.
Yeah, I mean, there's you know, if you like storylines, the NFL's got them going right now.
Well, you're not
kidding. In a lot of different ways, good, bad. Indifferent. I tell you, the one thing, Joe, you know, I remember when the Commanders came down here for the joint practice,
yeah,
and then the preseason game. I said, man, this guy is Jalen Daniels, right?
Yeah.
I go, this guy's pretty good, man.
Jaden Daniels looks like he's got something going.
And boy, I tell you what, he's the real deal, man.
And he and Lamar getting ready to play against each other. I didn't realize Jaden Daniels rushed for over 300 yards.
Yeah.
And he got a great arm. He's completing 77% of his passes.
You know, and you're hearing stuff about, you know, he gets there like at 3 o'clock.
Oh, no, he's all in on it.
You know, there's a couple of these quarterbacks out there that are all in. You know, there's you're starting to see some of these kids. I think one of the kind of kids in college that's like one of those guys that gets in real early, doesn't want to do anything, you know, is not flamboyant, just hardcore, study, play, be the best I can be.
How do you know, though, Bo? Like, so the thing is, because I agree with you, I think a lot of guys don't work at it. We can go with three? Okay, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And don't want to be.
Yep.
And they got one of those guys.
Yeah.
But the last guy they got in Washington, they found out he was leaving early, going to parties, and so.
Well, who was it? Who was it? Who was the? I think it was it Jameis or who was it? Someone where they put like $100 bill at the end of his playbook, you know, and so figuring, and then when he got his playbook. Turn his playbook back in. The $100 bill was still in there, you know. So they knew he didn't. They knew he didn't go through. You know what I mean? I forget it was one of those quarterbacks that did that, and it was because, you know. So I don't know if you remember when Kyler Murray signed his last contract. There was a clause in there that he had to watch film because he never would watch film. How can you ever have a quarterback?
Like, no,
of a quarterback.
And then they were
when
mad.
I play defensive end. You know, you don't have to watch a lot of film because you can only do three. You go straight, left, or right. That's all. You don't want to go backwards, but you go straight, left. That's all you got to do. I mean, I figured that out, and it only took me 2.5 years to figure that out.
So Danny worked hard at it.
Yeah,
Bob worked hard at it, and I'm not taking a shot, but David didn't work hard at it.
David,
I mean, David Woodley just was playing on. He actually had
on athleticism.
He was really a talented guy.
Yeah.
He had a strong arm. Yeah. He could run, and by the way, smart. I think his mom's a doctor. His dad's an attorney. So David came from money.
Yeah,
And he just he was upset. Yeah. Bob Greasy was his coach, and he was upset that Bob wanted to, like, you got to start telling me what coverage you're looking at.
The guys that impress me in this league now are those guys. Those guys that come in
and
bust their ass and do the work. And not
they
only
call them gym rats.
Not only on the practice field, but they stay extra.
Yeah.
You know, Jalen Phillips, right? That kind of guy.
That guy worked. That's why I think this is so crushing, because how hard he worked for sure. But we got to go to a break here. We got 7 o'clock. We got official Kim Bocamper hour coming up here in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Yeah, I'm talking about the South Florida, that number one cat, the business broker, the number one business broker in the state of Florida. Why would you want to go to number two when you can have number one, man? Nobody. Nobody from start to finish can take care of you and help you sell your company and get top dollar like the main man, Anthony Caliendo. And I just want to just tell you this. If you're wondering if it's time to sell your business, let me run you through this. Are you tired of all the stress? Are you tired of all the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of all the employees that come in some days and don't come in others? Sometimes seem motivated and sometimes they seem like they're in another world. Are you just tired of being tired when you come home at night? Well, if you answered yes to any of these questions, it may be time to sell your business. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak to Anthony Caliendo, who can flip your biz and cash out in a big way. He does it all for you. He really does. Now, here's the other part. A lot of people own companies have no idea what they're worth. Sadly, a lot of business owners do not have any idea what that company that they've put all that sweat and time into, have no idea. The main man offers a free, no-obligation business valuation. It's a $2,500 value. Call him and find out today. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online to themainman.com. 25 years of experience. Hey, listen, he's got a lot of people standing by to buy companies just like yours, no matter how specialized they are. He puts together the perfect marriage and lets you get a lot of money for your company. Talking about the main man, Anthony Caliendo.